Every other house over here is torn up.
Helen Martin's Mount Pleasant home is just 10 kilometers southeast of downtown Cleveland. But unlike the glittering scene outside the Republican National Convention, this neighborhood is filled with hundreds of vacant and crumbling homes.
Our infrastructure is falling apart in this country. Look how old it is.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has vowed to improve the nation's crumbling infrastructure, including cities like Cleveland, and to create jobs. His supporters at the convention say Trump's business credentials make their party best equipped to address these problems.
It's about jobs, jobs, jobs. The platform is economic development. Creating jobs will then create infrastructure. So it's a catch-22. We've got to do both.
So much of it begins right with the local leadership. You've got to have leaders in those communities that understand economic development and what has to be done to make job opportunities for these folks.
But many in Cleveland's poorest neighborhoods aren't convinced.
The real message that I get from him is like, you know, like, if you're down, I'm going to keep you down, but if you're up, I'm going to look out for you.
They're not alone. African Americans in Ohio overwhelmingly reject Donald Trump. An opinion poll last week indicated less than 1% of black voters in the state support the Republican nominee.
So this is a $330 million project.
Marie Kittredge runs an organization helping to develop an impoverished part of Cleveland. She doesn't believe either Trump or the Democratic Party's presidential contender, Hillary Clinton, fully understand urban issues.
We're not a nation that values that's valuing public investment at this point. So that makes those little mistakes, those little problems, even something like, you know, demolishing houses, fixing sidewalks, that's a big struggle.
Back in Mount Pleasant, Helen Martin, a strong Clinton supporter, wants action to revive her neighborhood.
You're always raising money for this or taxes for that. You can build these stadiums. You can give money to the football people, to the Rock Hall of Fame. Do it for us.
Ramon Taylor, VOA News, Cleveland.